This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
So much for joining me here today. My name is Bob Long, and in this hour of the program, we've got a couple of cool guests joining us. A little later on, a representative from Bridgestone Firestone Tires is going to be talking a little bit about the tire side of getting your vehicle for ready for the summer months ahead and perhaps some expansive driving. And we're going to be joined momentarily by one of our regular contributors, Don Jones from the oldcarguys.com, where he is CEO, president, and founder. And we're going to find out what's going on with Don. Let me remind you, if you need classic car insurance, only Hagerty has the expertise and passion to protect your car how it deserves. Quote at Hagerty.com or through your local agent. Hagerty, for people who love cars. Let's go to the Hagerty Power guest lines and bring forth the man himself, the CEO and president of the oldcarguys.com, Don Jones. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, Bob. It's been a little while since I've been on. Nice to hear your voice again.
Well, thank you, my friend, and I know this is a busy time of the year for you as far as going out and looking for all kinds of stuff, whether it's at junkyards or whether you're trying to find barn finds. Where have you been in recent times?
Well, basically, we're doing a lot of car shows on the weekends. We have one here in my neighborhood. I live in a place called The Hill in St. Louis. It's the Italian section of St. Louis. And there's actually a car show about six blocks from my house. So after I get off the radio, I'll grab the camera and walk up there and take some shots. But we've been spending a lot of time in the woods. And we found a couple of interesting salvage yards, one in Illinois, and this last week, we got a call from a fellow down around Rolla, Missouri, and he asked me to come down and take a look at a couple of cars. When I got down there, there were like 2,000.
Wow.
And, it's not exactly, it hasn't exactly been a salvage yard. This guy is known as the guy that saves the cars from the crushers. And he just collected these cars over the years, and now as he approaches his 70s, he thought that it might be a good time to go ahead and get them back into circulation. But the guy was sitting on a lot of GM products, a lot of Cadillacs and Lincoln Continentals and Imperials, all with these super big engines in them. And the cars are about 95% complete, so we're... we're kind of going nuts here, coming up with the marketing strategies. And I think what we're going to do is work with him and see if some of these cars will start up and drive and sell them as restorables. So hopefully we hit a long ball on that one.
Let's talk about a vehicle that you sent along over to me to check out. That's 1972 Pontiac Le Mans Rally Sport 350 convertible, and the person that owns it is asking $22,500. It was repainted in 2004, but tell us much more about this car.
Yeah, it's a great little car. It's a two-owner, and by two-owner I mean dad had it and gave it to the daughter. And she just dropped the price to $17,500, I believe. And it's pretty much a driver's. It has over 100,000 miles on it, but it's been kept in such great condition that you could probably jump in the car and drive to California. So it's you know, it's just a good buy at the $17,000 range. We've had a few more that's coming up. We just put up a 69 Cadillac with 78,000 original miles. It's got the big 479 cubic inch engine, I believe, or 73 cubic inch engine. And we're just starting to find some really, really nice survivors out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking at the specs of this 72 Le Mans, it's got a 350 V8 with a two-barrel carburetor. The odometer reads, as you said, close to 100,000 miles, but those GM 350 V8s tend to last a long time. Automatic transmission with floor console, power steering, power brakes, working air conditioning, AM FM radio, new battery, all gauges and lights work, original style rally wheels, and white wall tires, a few years old, but have about 80% of their tread. The top, the convertible top, is in good condition with no tears, but shows some wear. Back glass is clear and in good condition. That's really a godsend right there. And the boot cover is included with the car. Paint is in good condition with some flaking and several scratches from driving to close this. Let's see. From getting it.
Yeah, getting a little too close to the sidewalls on the garage as you pull.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But,
yeah.
really that's kind of an occupational hazard.
Yeah, no, it sounds like a cool car, and you know, I haven't seen one of those in, you know, literally decades. I can't imagine that there are an awful lot of them out there on the roads or in collectors' garages. So if somebody has always wanted a Le Mans 350 convertible, this is a great opportunity, originally priced at $22,500 and marked down to a new number. What's that number again?
I think we got it up at $17,500 now. It's on the website. I don't have the website up in front of me, but it's very, very compatible, or what's the word I'm looking for here, Bob? Well, the price is right.
Yeah,
I thought you had
exactly.
It a little too high before. But what happens with the people that own these cars, they have a sentimental value, and they really don't want to sell them, so they price them high enough where they're not going to be sold for a while. And as that love affair kind of fades out and they understand that they need to get it back to someone that will take care of it, the price usually comes down to something more reasonable. So, and I think it's pretty much in that reasonable price range, or if it isn't, I think it can be negotiated to a happy number for both the buyer and the seller.
How's the rust condition on this vehicle?
It's almost rust-free. It's been kept in a heated garage, a dry garage. There might be a little bit of surface rust here and there, maybe a little bit of pitting on the bumper. And I think I took some pretty good pictures of any type of imperfections I found. There is some rusting in the trunk underneath the matting that was in the trunk that I found, and there's some pictures of it in there as well. But nothing that can't be inexpensively repaired. In other words, it's not going to require anybody to cut the trunk out and put a new pan in the trunk. And it's for a driver, it's very, very little would have to be done as far to keep it a good driver for a long time.
That's great. Check it out at theoldcarguys.com. More with Don around the bend.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
We spend an average of 8 hours and 41 minutes a day facing screens. Laptops, smartphones, tablets, even digital refrigerators. But what are we really connected to? Isn't it time you connected to something greater? Sometimes the best way to connect is to disconnect. This moment of escape was created by Hagerty. For people who love cars.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock super boom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. Totallyincorrectoffer.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro 1 G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're live all around the world via GCNlive.com, as well as on great radio stations from coast to coast, border to border. My name is Bob Long, along with Tom Appel. He's a publisher of Consumer Guide, and we're talking about a premium compact crossover, which is just getting some publicity because it's been a while since we've seen an expansion of the product line like they're doing with Alfa Romeo in general. This one is called the Stelvio, and it's an all-wheel drive vehicle with the one that Consumer Guide tested had a very hyper 2-liter four-cylinder engine. Let's talk about this Italian car. Let's talk about the design. What did you think of this rather swoopy design?
I like it. You know, a lot of people talk about how all cars look alike now. And certainly when you're looking at crossovers, some of the hard points are sort of fixed. So in terms of shape, I guess vehicles are starting to look a little bit like each other. But the Stelvio does not look like other crossovers. And it's pretty easy to recognize at a distance. First of all, the wheels are dramatic, but you have the traditional Alfa Romeo deep-angled front grille. I think there's just a lot going on here that singles this car out. From behind, it maybe looks a little bit more anonymous, but the cabin is nice and just a little bit over the top. There's a lot going on here. I think this car has a lot of character.
Tom, take us inside this Alfa Romeo. I understand, like you say, it's got some unusual features and not unlike Italian cars of the past, not the best aerodynamics as some of the controls are a little bit funky in their layout.
Yeah, just a little bit. One of the things that sort of impressed me, and it's a big deal too because I'm a big guy, is it's hard to get away from the steering wheel. It's sort of a close-up, close-arm situation. And the 4C, the Alfa 4C, the little sports car, I only managed to squeeze myself into one of those once, and it's an incredibly cramped thing. But yeah, compared to a lot of compact crossovers, this is not a roomy vehicle.
And they kind of give off the roomy factor for style, I think, and that typical Italian driving position with the steering wheel being up and big, and it does encroach, there's no question about it, but this is a cool car, and it's got, I believe, an 8-speed automatic transmission. How did the transmission and the engine perform, and also give us an idea of the fuel economy numbers?
Yeah, this is a compact crossover, but it is a traditional front engine, rear engine layout in that it uses a traditional, I think it's a ZF-based 8-speed automatic transmission that feels very sporty. It clicks off very snarky, effective shifts and downshifts very willingly. Liked it a lot. We got surprisingly good gas mileage with this thing. Given the fact that it invites aggressive driving and that we have aggressive drivers at the office, we saw just under 20 miles per gallon, which I think is really good given how much fun this vehicle is. It's 280 horsepower on tap. And even the base price is reasonable, starting around $42,000, though ours loaded up a lot. We got it up to almost $53,000.
Yeah, noticing some of those options, including some high dollar Harman Kardon premium audio navigation satellite radio, $350 extra. That always surprises me because today that's so integrated with every car, whether it's an entry level car or a higher level car. The AM/FM high definition Bluetooth radio has navigation and it will only set you back $1,550. And they offer a dual pane sunroof at $1,350, and that's just a few. And they even, as we see more and more vehicles becoming bespoke, and that you can really individualize them, that with this particular Alfa, you can order special brake calipers in a distinct color if you want.
Yeah, and I realize that with this car, $350 for yellow brake calipers. And on some level, I guess that's silly, but in my mind, nothing looks cooler than brightly colored calipers shining through big spoke wheels. I love the look of red, yellow, or green calipers. I love that look. It just screams sporty.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Let's talk about the Consumer Guide report card on this vehicle. Room and comfort, you gave it a B. Power and performance, a B. Fit and finish, a C+. Fuel economy, a B. And value for a B. And the big and tall comfort factor, big guy. You're looking at a a B minus, and a taller guy, you're looking at a B plus. So that's surprising in a way, but looks like a really interesting vehicle.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I don't know if anyone would want this as his primary driver. It's a little bit aggressively tuned, so you feel the ride. You hear the noise all the time. It may not be as settled as people want in traffic. But if you are young or just young at heart and really love to hear a car, love to hear and feel a car working, this could be a great crossover for you.
Very good. Let's talk about an Audi that you tested in recent times as well, also in the premium compact crossover market. That's a 2018 Audi SQ5, as the Audi brand continues to become a large one, offering almost a full line of vehicles. They haven't entered the pickup truck market yet, but who's to say what's going to happen in this crazy automotive world for today? But this vehicle was definitely not on the cheap side at $68,750, and that includes a lot of extras, because your base price is $54,300, but still a lot of robust acceleration. Tell us about the engine.
Yeah, this is Audi's 3-liter twin-turbo V6, and they've been using this engine for a while now. Just a great engine. It is smooth, it is responsive, and it's a lot of engine for a compact crossover. The A5 in general is sort of a largish compact crossover. I think if you were shopping in the midsize rear area, you wouldn't be disappointed by the room and comfort in this car. And the SQ5 is their sporty version of that. It really gets the job done. It is a very refined vehicle. It has the sort of interior you would expect from an Audi. And Audi does a really nice job, among the Germans even, of balancing ride comfort and handling. And it feels sporty, but the ride is not in any way unforgiving. This is one of those cars that you ride in and you spend some time thinking about how much engineering time went into the chassis, and you really appreciate just the general outcome.
That is so true about the Audi brand. I always, anytime I get behind the wheel of an Audi, always like the steering feel. It's rather light. It's a very syrupy type of feel, which is not negative in any way. It's actually quite a premium compromise between a heavy steering car and a normal vehicle. When we come back on the other side, we're going to continue our discussion with the man himself. That's right. We got the publisher of Consumer Guide, and Tom Appel, and myself, Bob Long, will be back after these messages.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The final touches are being put in place in Singapore for the historic meeting between the U.S. and North Korea. The president has said this summit will be as much about attitude as what's on the table. He said by coming to Singapore, he has a chance to convince Kim Jong-un to give up his nuclear weapons. Speaking with reporters before leaving Canada, the president again offered things like trade with the U.S. and security guarantees for the North Korean dictator.
It's unknown territory in the truest sense, but I really feel confident. I feel that Kim Jong-un wants to do something great for his people.
The president said that this is the only chance Kim will have to get on board with what the rest of the world wants him to do. But he also said this is a process and it could take some time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Don Jones, CEO of theoldcarguys.com, joins us. Check out that website. Check out the Facebook page and all the social media that you've got up. And, Don, I know you've been working hard on that.
Yes, yeah, really. I've even taken some classes to try to do it better.
Oh, that's great. This is fascinating, the kind of origins and then finale of different things that we take for granted, like the heater, which started out in it was a couple of decades, really, until Nash perfected it in 1937. Power steering is another very interesting story, going way back to 1876.
Yeah, a guy by the name of Fitz invented it, and that was about all we know about this Mr. Fitz. And he used it, I guess the first use of it was on a 5-ton truck in 1903. They used a separate electric motor to assist the driver in turning the front wheels. And then in 1900, they started using a mechanical-powered steering mechanisms. And later on, in the late 1920s, a fellow by the name of Francis Davis, who was an engineer at the truck division at Pierce Arrow, invented the first practical power steering unit. And then Davis moved over to General Motors, refined the hydraulic assist. And at first they thought it was too expensive to put it on cars. And then the military picked it up in World War II, particularly to use on their heavier or armored vehicles. They used it in both American and British vehicles. And it was probably, after the war, Chrysler, I guess, was the first people to use it. That was in 51 on the Chrysler Imperial, and also I think they used it on a DeSoto. And it was called Hydroglide. And then a little bit later, 52, Cadillac started using power steering in their cars.
That's very
so
cool.
It took them 20 years to find out that they had a good idea.
And now the latest rage is electronic power steering, electric power steering. Some newer vehicles have that. So let's talk about power brakes, another thing that we all take for granted.
Yeah, power brakes are another technology that goes back to the turn of the century. So really the first car that had power brakes was called the Tincture, I guess, or the Tincture. And it used an air brake system. And then the first vacuum power brakes came out in the 1928 Pierce Arrow. And it used basically a vacuum line from the intake manifold. And when the vacuum dropped, it would add extra strength to the ability to hit the to engage the brakes.
Wow, that's very cool. And again, another technology that is moving electronically these days. There's some new vehicles with what they call brake-by-wire systems, in which there's no physical connection between the brake pedal and hydraulics or lines or anything. It basically is telling the computer to put the brakes on. Get a little tricky at times. And of course, the hybrids.
Yeah, I hate to be a naysayer to new technology, but when I start thinking about computers doing things like that for us, I look at it as how many points of failure are we designing into the automobile? How many opportunities does it have for things to go wrong that we start taking for granted, and all of a sudden when they quit working, we don't know how to deal with the absence of them. You know, for years and years, we all always had some type of a fail-safe system, or what they call an emergency brake, and now called a parking brake. But there were things that we could do to help bring the car to a stop or to reduce the speed at least. So I'm a little concerned as this new technology comes on, just where it's going to go. And, you know, from my background, I worry about getting hacked where somebody can sabotage the system and actually start hurting people by hacking into these computers.
But, yeah, you know, it's a big problem. No
yeah,
doubt about
kind
it.
Of, you know, getting off in deep space with this stuff. But I think it's something that we'll be thinking about in the not-too-distant future.
Let's talk about the automatic transmission.
Yeah, the automatic transmission goes back to 1921, where it was invented by a Canadian fella, but it used compressed air instead of a fluid. So they didn't find any type of commercial use for it until 1932, where two Brazilian engineers built a prototype that worked. They sold it to General Motors. And General Motors introduced it as the Hydromatic in 1940. It was an option for $57 back in those days. And it got interrupted by the war, but the GM built the bought automatic transmission systems for armored vehicles. So after the war, when they brought it back to the post-war automobile industry, they used the phrase "battle-tested" to talk about how good it was or how it would stand up. But that was pretty much the beginning of the automatic transmission.
And interestingly enough, my dad was an early adopter of automatic transmission. He owned a 1940 Oldsmobile 98 and kept it through the 40s into the 50s. My parents were older when they had me, like unlike yours truly, but he was an early adopter, as they would say today. Let's talk about streamlining, or what a lot of folks today call aerodynamics.
Right. This is kind of I got the idea for putting this little thing together when I was talking to a fellow by the name of Andy Doris, whose grandfather created the Doris Motor Company back, I think, in 1909. And we were just kind of kicking around the ideas of where some of these things came from and what were the most important ones. And he kind of mentioned the streamlining thing that Chrysler did with what they called the airflow, and it was on a full-size car that they marketed from 34 to 37. But it didn't really catch on. But the idea was there. It made sense. They have less air resistance in automobiles. But I don't think that the design really caught people's eyes. Now, I also have to mention, when we talk about Chrysler in the 1930s, they were the first American cars, but there were cars in Europe that were streamlined going all the way back to the early 1900s. But I didn't want to bring in brands that no one heard of or automobiles that might have only been 17 of them built, that really didn't really have an impact on the automobiles in general, or American automobiles in particular. But Chrysler marketed in the models not only for the Chrysler but also for the DeSoto brand. It was called the DeSoto Airflow. And it really didn't have that much success. And then in 35, Lincoln Zephyr used streamlined designs, and it influenced the actual brand of Zephyr, which is derived from a Greek word, Zephyrus, I believe, is the god of the west wind.
Really cool.
It was much
cool.
More successful.
Hold that thought, Don. More with Don Jones around the bend. This is Ottawa.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Don Jones, president and CEO of theoldcarguys.com, is having an extended visit with us today. We originally were going to have a representative from Bridgestone Firestone to tell us a little bit about what we need to do tire-wise to get ready for the summer months ahead and perhaps some long-range driving that people are going to be doing. But we will reschedule him for another time, because this is just fascinating stuff that Don has put together, talking about the origins of things that we all take for granted: the radio, the heater, power steering, power brakes, automatic transmission. And right now we're talking about streamlining, or what would today be today's speak, it would be called aerodynamics. And we're up to 1935 and Lincoln Zephyr, and the word Zephyr actually has something to do with aerodynamics. Tell us about that, Don.
Right, yeah. Zephyr basically is a derivative of a Greek word, Zephyrus, I believe it's pronounced, which is the god of the west wind. And their car, the Zephyr, was much more successful than the Chrysler Airflows were. And they were actually better. They had a lower coefficient of drag. start using those engineering words here. than the Chryslers. And and part of that was because of the front end, or the front grill. It was shaped better and plowed through the air, similar to the front of a Chris Craft boat. So that design reignited the sales for the Lincoln dealerships all the way into the late 30s. Probably would have kept it going a little bit had it not been for the war.
Yeah, and they've reused that name on a newer model, ironically not the most streamlined model. Nowadays, Lincoln has very few cars in the lineup. They're primarily crossovers and sport utility vehicles. But the one sedan that they do have, which shares its architecture with the Ford Fusion, it's called the MKZ, and it's a very aerodynamic car, very futuristic. Let's talk a little bit about air conditioning. Here's another thing that we take for granted, and if you live in hot weather country like where I'm presently residing in Florida, I noticed in all the used car ads, the first thing they always put is, you know, ice cold AC. That's the first line of description about a car.
Exactly, yeah. First time we started seeing air conditioning cars was in New York City in 1933. There was a company there that started offering as an add-on device that mostly for people that were operating a limousine service or luxury cars. Then 1939, Packard became the first automotive manufacturer to offer air conditioning units in the cars at a price of $274, which is probably in a neighborhood of $4,800 in 2018 bucks. It wasn't exactly affordable at the time, but then again, if you drove a Packard, you usually had deep pockets anyway. It wasn't until after, in 1941, right before the start of the Second World War, Cadillac started offering it in their cars. But we didn't see it again in American cars until about 1953 with the Chrysler Imperial. And there was like a 20-year or so hiatus on air conditioning. It used to be about a 12-year hiatus on air conditioning. But Walter Chrysler basically wanted to bring it back. He was impressed by the air conditioning system that he put in the Chrysler building back in the 1930s and wanted to put it again in automobiles. And it was called Air Temp. And basically started with the Chrysler Imperial. And it used a single switch on a dashboard, and it had three different settings on it, low, medium, and high. And, pretty well did what it was supposed to do. It, not only cooled the car, but also was designed to remove the humidity and filtered out the air pollution and pollen and smoke and whatnot. Many, many years ago, they used an evaporation system that hung in the window, and as you're going down a highway, the air would go into the system, and by evaporation of the water that was in the device, it would blow cooler air inside the passenger compartment of the car. But the problem was, when you quit driving fast, it didn't work very well.
Simple, but so true. That's great. When I think about new vehicles, 2017, 18, and 19, I can't think of one that doesn't have air conditioning standard. Yet I remember as a kid, my parents had a number of Ford convertibles, Galaxy 500 convertibles, and then my dad bought his first T-Bird, which was a family car for just the three of us. And that first, I believe it was 1968 Thunderbird, that was the first time we had air conditioning, and boy, it was a big deal, and boy, what a difference it makes. It's like living in a house all my life. I didn't have air conditioning in a house until I got married in 2006 and was in that house for 6 years, and then in a rental place for a couple, and then down here in Florida for 3 to 4. But that's another thing. Once you have the AC in the house, you don't want it, but definitely in a car.
Oh, yeah. You know, I remember this from my younger days, too. You know, the evolution of things like air conditioning, it starts out at the top of the line and works its way down. You know, with the General Motors starting out in 53 with a Cadillac, but then working its way into the Buick Oldsmobile and finally down to Chevrolet. But I remember my dad bought a 1964 Chevrolet Bel Air four-door, and he didn't get the air conditioning in it. And I was embarrassed that we didn't have air conditioning. I remember trying not to roll the window down because I didn't want people to know that it wasn't air conditioned.
Oh, but everyone could.
By 68, you know, Dad was driving Binger cars, and after that, the air conditioning was the standard in Dad's life. But I guess with me, the closest thing I had to a new car was the 1970 AMX. So we had the all of the horsepower, but none of the air conditioning in that. And so when I decide what to drive every day, I take a look and make sure the temperature is in a certain range before I get into one of my air-conditioned cars.
Yes.
So today I'm going to take the 52 up the 6 blocks to the car show. Not so much that I don't want to walk, but it's my rolling advertisement. So depending on how warm it is outside, if I'll drive or walk or not.
That sounds terrific. And, air conditioning, boy, when you stop and think, it's just something, again, that we all take for granted. And nowadays they've got dual climate control. You can have your side can be warmer than the passenger side, electronically controlled, digital controlled. We've come a long way. And in other ways, too. I mean,
surprisingly, it was Nash in 54 that pretty well came out with this integrated system with heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, all in one basic unit or one basic control system, the Nash Kevlator. And that's basically the prototype for everything that we're using now. Again,
isn't
another defunct auto manufacturer.
Yeah, I know there are so many, and of course there have been rumors circulating around about the demise of maybe some more brands, but it's not going to happen immediately. But the future of Dodge, Chrysler, Fiat, and a number of other offerings, Lincoln is another one that, I don't know, 10 years from now, if they will all those brands be around. Hopefully they will, but they might not. And that's been kind of the story.
Yeah, I know. You know, with that, Ford basically cuts out most of its manufactured passenger cars and trucks. It makes you wonder where the American auto manufacturing is going to be going. Now, here
so
in St. Louis, Anheuser-Busch was the cornerstone of St. Louis. And when they bought out...
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba-Nubs, free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.